I think in order to explain what I want to say about the Torah portion this morning, it might be helpful to begin by telling you why it is on this Shabbat that you shouldn't kiss me. You may not need a reason, but in case you do, it's because I have a cold. Now, I just want you to know, for those of you who shook my hand, that I carefully Purelled my hands before I walked around, so you didn't catch my cold from shaking my hand, but kissing me, I can't promise. And yet I'm here. Now, let's say that you did kiss me and you caught my cold, and next Shabbat you weren't in services. And I noticed you weren't here, so I called you and I said, I didn't see you in synagogue on Shabbat. And you said to me, well, I couldn't come, I had a cold. What might I say? I might say, well, hey, I had a cold last week and I was there. And you, if you were kind, wouldn't say, well, it's your job. Instead, you would come to the startling realization that sometimes when you've gone through the same experience as someone else, it doesn't make you more sympathetic, it makes you less sympathetic. Someone says, oh, I'm having a terrible time, I have a cold. You say, hey, I had a cold. Big deal. Or someone says, I can't do that because I have a terrible back. You say, I did it, and I have a terrible back. So even though we assume that going through the same experience is going to make you more empathetic, sympathetic, you'll feel the other person's position, you'll understand their reservations, it's not necessarily the case, and that brings us to the Torah portion. I know, you're wondering, how am I getting there? The usual explanation of you should be kind to the stranger because you were strangers in the land of Egypt is you understand what it is to be a stranger, so of course you should be nice to them. But it might be that the Torah is actually teaching us the exact opposite. That is, because you were a stranger, you might naturally be unsympathetic to the stranger. How many times have I heard people say, look at those people who are immigrants to the United States who aren't doing well. After all, we were immigrants and we did well. Being an immigrant makes you less sympathetic to other immigrants, not more. So maybe the Torah is saying, don't assume that just because you were a stranger and they're a stranger that your experience is the same. You might catch my cold and have a much worse time of it than I've had. You might be an immigrant and have a very different experience from another immigrant. In other words, having been a stranger, you understand, look around you, that not every stranger's experience is the same. And the fact that you've gone through it shouldn't immunize you against sympathy for someone else. Yes, you were a stranger, but that doesn't mean that you get to say, well, every stranger has to do as well as I did, or I have no sympathy for them. Maybe the Torah is teaching us a harder lesson than just, you've had a tough time, so be nice to other people who've had a tough time. Maybe it's saying, you've overcome obstacles. That doesn't mean that everyone else can overcome the obstacles the way you did. People are different. Their experiences are different. Where they came from is different. Their families are different. The reception they receive when they come to a new place is different. Don't think that just because you were a stranger, you don't have to be sympathetic to other strangers. Don't think that just because you had a cold, you have to be unsympathetic to other people who are sick because their experience obviously is the same as yours, but you're strong enough and determined enough and good enough to do X, Y, and Z, and they're not. In other words, don't assume that everyone who doesn't do what you do is therefore not as good as you. Because after all, there are lots of things that you haven't done that other people have done, but you don't assume that that means you're inferior to them. The Torah is asking us to expand the circle of our empathy, not to contract it. It's saying you were a stranger, so understand that the experience of being an outsider, of being an alien, of being an immigrant, of being uncomfortable, of not knowing the culture, of not knowing the language, of coming to a new place, it can be a frightening and sometimes soul-destroying experience. If it wasn't for you, feel lucky. You have the Jewish community. You have the Torah. You have faith. Not everyone has that. So feel for them.